From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. NPR's Tiny Desk has a new series host and producer, Bobby Carter. The St. Louis native took a journey down south on his way to NPR, getting his start in radio at Jackson State University. The Gulf States Newsroom's Maya Miller recently sat down with Carter to talk about bridging the gap between music and news and his advice for young people hoping to become journalists.
So, Bobby, I gotta ask, as a fellow Carter, how do you feel about Beyoncé's latest album?
You know, I love it. And I'll be honest, I won't say that I'm the biggest country music consumer. I say that to say, I think when she said that this isn't a country album, it's a Beyoncé album, I think that she was spot on, because there are, you know, there is a lot of country influence. But as the album begins to move, as it moves on, and once we get towards the second half of the album, it feels more like Beyoncé's version of a country record. So I do love the album.
You got your start in radio at Jackson State. I also attended JSU, but I changed my major like a half a dozen times, took a very long route to public radio. What was it like working at WJSU in college? And when did you know, okay, like, this is something I want to do for my career?
Well, I'm a DJ first, so I learned how to DJ when I was in high school. So once I caught the DJ bug, I knew very early on, like my sophomore, junior year in high school, that I wanted to do something in radio or something with music. I knew that I wanted sound to be a part of my life and my career. So with JSU, that was really just the foundation for me in terms of learning radio. When I was at WJSU, I learned how to work the board. You know, I was learning even how to speak on air. I remember at the time, my boss, Dr. McAdoo, we spent plenty of time learning how to pronounce the call letters. It wasn't WJSU, it was WJSU, you know what I mean? So just stuff like that, just learning all of the ropes of radio and figuring out your voice and just the technical side. Now, obviously, a lot has changed since the summer of 1999 in terms of technology, but it was the foundation for me. It was the start, for sure.
And you're not all music. You've done some producing covering elections, the Iraq War, 9/11. How do you feel about the connection of NPR music as a gateway to getting people to listen to NPR for their news coverage?
That's one of the biggest challenges here at NPR and what I do over here at Tiny Desk. As you may know, Tiny Desk, we pull in the youngest, most diverse audience in this building. And thinking about the demographic of our listening audience, we're trying to figure out how do we bridge that gap. You know, a huge sector of our audience when we think about Tiny Desk, they only know Tiny Desk. Some of them don't even know what NPR is. So we're really working hard and trying to put our heads together and throwing spaghetti at the wall to figure out how to pull that younger, diverse audience over to our listenership.
What advice do you have for new journalists starting out?
Be courageous, and really, really, if your instinct says that you're bringing something unique to the table, if your instinct is telling you that you could provide something that no one else is providing, speak up quickly, no matter how young you are, no matter how intimidated you may feel. This is kind of speaking to my younger self. You know, I've been in radio now for 25 years, and, I took the long route. I don't necessarily advise anyone to take this long to get there. And I'm still nowhere near where I want to be, but it took me a while to like find my voice and really use that voice and speak up in these rooms and in these boardrooms. And talking to younger people now, like, I don't see as much of that. A lot of these younger kids, like, they're, even approaching me, like, they aren't afraid to pass me their resume. They aren't afraid to ask me, hey, are there any openings? Are there any internships? So I don't see as much of that today, but to any of those kids who may feel like, socially awkward, may not be as outgoing as possible, fight your way through that and speak up. You know, if you're offering something unique and special, like, make sure someone knows that. So I just say courage. I always say just like be courageous, because I was shook up early as a kid, and I didn't know whether or not people value my perspective or my voice. And had I spoken up earlier, maybe I'd be a little further along. But nonetheless, I like to share that with young folks when they're coming up.
That was Bobby Carter, the new host and producer of NPR's Tiny Desk Concert Series, speaking with the Gulf States Newsroom's Maya Miller. The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.